We have a question from Ellis in Florida, and Ellis wants to know, what are the clinical signs of low vitamin E in an adult horse?
So the really interesting thing about vitamin E deficiency is that you could have a horse that, if you measured its blood vitamin E level, is deficient and has been deficient for years, and maybe you don't see any clinical signs. Maybe it's not as shiny as it could be, but nothing as far as neuromuscular disease or lack of healthy reproductive function. So that's a possibility. The cases we tend to see, it really depends on where they are in their lifespan that they're deficient and what their underlying genetics is. So we have kind of two ends of the spectrum. We have young horses that in the first 2 to 3 years of life, if they have that specific genetic predisposition that to date I haven't figured out but won't stop trying, and they're vitamin E deficient, they can develop that disease we talked about, equine neuroaxonal dystrophy. It's also been called equine degenerative myelinencephalopathy. And we love acronyms in vet med, so I'll refer to it as NAD or EDM, not to be confused with EPM, right, which is the protozoal myelencephalitis. So that one's the young horse disease. Young horses, vitamin E deficient, typically foals that weren't raised on pasture and their pregnant mares weren't raised on pasture. Then we have middle-aged horses that are performing and maybe aren't getting as much vitamin E as they should. And these horses can have kind of a subtle loss of performance. You may or may not see some muscle atrophy. Sometimes they kind of come as these cryptic lamenesses, you know, are they lame on this leg today, this leg this day? They don't feel right under saddle. You know, riders will say that they kind of start out strong, but they lose their energy, and it changes with time. They seem to get worse as they become more deficient. So those horses have specific problems in their muscle from the vitamin E deficiency. And we don't know if that's genetic or not, but it's definitely one of those things that's reversible with supplementation. So we call that vitamin E deficient myopathy, or VEM, because we love our acronyms. So that's the middle-aged one. And then older horses, if they're deficient for a long time, and some of us, you know, there may be some thought that that VEM can progress if those horses are kept deficient to a disease that looks a lot, unfortunately, like Lou Gehrig's disease in people, or ALS, which is where they have this trembling and this muscle loss. They want to lay down all the time. It's a really awful disease to see. And that's called equine motor neuron disease, or EMND. So there's lots of E's and D's all throughout, but it's really intriguing to me that vitamin E deficiency, depending on where a horse is in its lifespan, can lead to different signs.